Dialing 8th and Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared
All
Davis.
All right, it is podcast time. Hey, thank you so much for dialing in again this week. My name is Jared Davis, and let me explain something right off the bat. Okay, so you saw the title of the podcast, and you clicked on it. And we're very grateful that you did. We love spending time with you and hearing from you every week. That tells me one of two things, though. Either you're a job seeker, and you're trying to make LinkedIn work for you, or you're just disgusted by most of the worthless postings you see on LinkedIn and you thought this was going to be a huge slam session. Well, I'll be honest with you. Of all the reasons that LinkedIn and the people that I'm actually linked with on LinkedIn, the reasons they make me crazy, that's a whole other show. As a matter of fact, that's a whole other series of shows. Most of the people I'm linked with, I don't even know what they do for a living other than just post stupid pictures all day long. But as much as people tend to misuse LinkedIn, this is the first place most recruiters go to find out about you. It's the place you can go not only to see new jobs, but to see if you have contacts at companies where you're thinking of applying. And you know as well as I do, having a colleague on the inside increases your chances of an interview greatly. And any recruiter will tell you that it doesn't matter if you've just been laid off and you're actively looking for your next opportunity, or even if you're currently in a job and it's just time for a change. LinkedIn is the melting pot for recruiters, hiring managers, and job seekers to go out and research, make these business connections, and even find out about career opportunities that, you know, may not be posted on the popular job boards. On LinkedIn, this is where they get that very first impression of you. So in a sense, you're really marketing yourself. You know who helps a lot of candidates improve their LinkedIn presence when it comes time to start the job search? Miss Stephanie Sullivan. You've heard her here on the podcast before, and she has got some great advice for you to make LinkedIn work for you coming up next. Stick around. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
Hey, suppliers. Do you have questions about Retail Link? Would you like to know more about analytics and replenishment? Good news. You can get your retail questions answered fast with 8th and Walton Chat. Just log on to 8thandwalton.com and wait for the chat box to pop up. Our merchant advisors are standing by to help you right now. It's absolutely free. Chat with us today without the wait. 8thandwalton.com/chat.
You are back on the 8th and Walton Conference Call, and joining us once again here in studio is Ms. Stephanie Sullivan. Stephanie, thank you so much for being back on the podcast.
It's great to be here again.
You always have such great information for us, and you and I have talked many times, you know, specifically about marketing, but, you know, when it comes to looking for that next job, and we've got a lot of job seekers out there, you've really got to market yourself. So what tools are best for marketing our personal brand?
Social media. Everything is at the touch of our fingertips these days. And so anytime you are looking for a job, your employer looking for an employee, you get on social media and you check out people that are applying for the position that you've got. You check out your current employees and just look at the brand that your employees are putting out there. But social media is the key. It is the most powerful tool that we can use to publicly brand ourselves. Whatever we put out there becomes our personal brand. So we have to be very careful, whether it's good brands or bad brands that we're putting out there, but whatever we put out on social media ultimately becomes our brand.
Now, for social media, I really want to focus on LinkedIn, because for someone who's been with the same company for like 10 or 20 years, why is it so important to start updating our information on LinkedIn?
So, like many other social platforms that are out there, you've got Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. They all tell pieces of our personal story. And LinkedIn's place in that social media platform is our professional network of people. It's also where we get industry updates. So whatever your industry is, there's usually a network of people who are within that industry that are sharing information. It's also a crowdsourcing melting pot. But it's basically just a platform for professional people to connect, and it's a job marketplace used by a lot of companies, both corporately the Fortune 500 or Fortune 100 companies down to small local businesses. So it's the whole gamut. It's also a platform to just stay updated with people, with industry, and it's always changing. So we have to be plugged in somewhere to stay on top of that. But also, recruiters use LinkedIn. They're given jobs to fill for these different companies, different areas within the companies. And so they need a platform where they can find viable candidates that they may not know. So they use LinkedIn. They use keyword searches and things like that. So we want to make sure that, our brand that's on LinkedIn is good and that everything that we have on LinkedIn is updated.
Now, the new job seekers, they may not even realize how to use LinkedIn to improve their job search. So if I'm out there looking for a job, I see a job I like, how can I use LinkedIn to really improve my chances of scoring an interview?
You can apply for jobs directly off of LinkedIn. When companies post jobs there, they will have a link that you just click on and it goes directly to their company website where you can apply for that position. You can also learn more things from their website as well, and they'll put links there for that. But LinkedIn has also cued in on this, and they've actually provided a form that you can fill out anytime you apply for a job that will automatically send that company some basic information about you. So you want to make sure that when you fill out that form that you fill it out very nicely and that you are pretty concise with your words, but also direct to the point.
I can remember one of the biggest mistakes I made. I was with a company for a long time, and I didn't have to use LinkedIn. I didn't feel like I was just kind of in the bubble. But, you know, for job seekers who don't use LinkedIn that often, what are some of those big mistakes that you see?
LinkedIn is a little tricky in that it is your professional platform. And so one of the biggest mistakes that I see people making is that they're using it like they would their personal platforms. So there's a difference. There's a personal relationship and a business relationship, and it's the same thing in social media. You've got a personal platform and a business platform. And so you want to make sure to keep those two things distinctly separate, but at the same time, employers are going to be looking at your social platform and your personal platform to make sure that, you know, you've got the rounded person that you're looking for. One of the other mistakes that people make on LinkedIn is by over-connecting. And what I mean by that is just to accept connections with any person that you do not know can be dangerous. You can potentially link to someone that's not on the same ethical code as you. Maybe they represent something that's not part of your personal and professional brand. So you just really want to be careful with that. I know that a lot of realtors and a lot of direct sales folks like to connect with as many people as possible on LinkedIn. And that's in and of itself not bad. But when you're trying to apply for a job and you're trying to develop your own brand on LinkedIn, you want to be very careful with who you're connected to.
Now, you touched on this a little bit, and I know you've been on this side of the table before. When that hiring manager is looking at my information on LinkedIn, what are they most likely checking on?
First and foremost, they just want to learn a little bit about you. Just get some basic groundwork for you. What's your career history? I do that personally because I want to see if I have any connection in prior work companies. If you used to work for one company and I used to work for that same company, did our paths cross? You know, something like that. They're looking for the commonalities there. Or do I know somebody that used to work at those companies during the time that you worked there, and I can potentially call them up and see what they have to say about you? The other thing that they're looking for, they want a current picture of you. Because if you're interviewing with someone that you've never met before, you want to at least be able to identify them when they walk in your office. So current picture. And then they're looking at your interest. You know, what philanthropic areas are you invested in? Where'd you go to school? Where are you from? Just some of those basic things to just, again, to start finding commonalities and just learn a little bit more about you that may or may not be on your resume.
So if I'm back on the job market and I haven't done anything with LinkedIn, what should my to-dos be for this week?
Four things.
Okay.
Four things. Update your profile picture on LinkedIn to a professional picture. And what I mean by that is you want a clear image of your face with a professional looking top. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't want it to look like Owen Mills, but you can take it with your cell phone, but you want it to be a nice professional conservative picture. So when you do that, then you want to update your career history. You want to make sure and get that timeline accurate as far back as you can. The thing about LinkedIn is you can put as much information on there as you want, whereas sometimes with our resumes, we have to be limited with what we can put. So LinkedIn is a place to make it your curriculum vitae, if you will. You can put everything there that you've ever done. You also want to put your colleges, update your colleges, and what degrees do you hold? Because the other thing that that provides you too, kind of circling back, is that provides you even further networking opportunities with maybe old classmates that you had or people that are connected to you with your school. And then you want to put your philanthropic interest and engagements on there. Northwest Arkansas is heavily supportive of nonprofits. Everybody's connected somewhere in a nonprofit. So where you connected, indicate that, and there may be some commonalities there as well that help further engage you with an employer.
As always, Stephanie, this is fantastic information. We appreciate you being on the podcast. Thank you again.
Thanks for having me. Good luck out there.
And that's going to wrap it up for this installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Thank you for joining us again this week. Hey, this is Jared Davis reminding you, LinkedIn is not a dating site. If it were, that recent endorsement I got for team collaboration would be really creepy.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at 8thandwalton.com. 8th and Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliate. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that 8th and Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.